With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The EU comes to the bargaining table over the new White House tariffs, floating a zero-for-zero tariff plan on U.S. goods. President Trump, meanwhile, says he doesn't want to see stock markets go down, but the U.S. economy needs the measures he's taking.
Sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something, and we have such we have been treated so badly by other countries because we had stupid leadership that allowed this to happen. They took our businesses, they took our money, they took our jobs, they moved it to Mexico, they moved it to Canada, they moved a lot of it to China, and it's not sustainable. We're not going to do it.
Adam Turnquist, chief technical strategist with LPL Financial, says now is not the time to panic.
A lot of investors have not experienced volatility for a while. When you look back over the last 2 years, the S&P 500 up over 20%, very limited drawdowns. For example, last year, I think we had a record high just about every 4 trading days. So I think it's a little bit more painful this time. It's certainly not unprecedented, and it goes back to that message of not panicking. We've been here before. Whatever the catalyst is, the market tends to climb its way out.
An update on a woman who allegedly conspired to murder her husband.
Lori Vallow Daybell is on trial again, this time accused in Arizona of conspiring to murder her estranged husband, Charles Vallow. He was fatally shot in 2019. The prosecution argued Monday that Vallow Daybell conspired with her brother Alex Cox to kill Charles Vallow and cash in on a life insurance policy. She believed her husband was possessed by an evil spirit. Vallow Daybell is already serving 3 life sentences in Idaho for the death of her children and conspiring to kill her then boyfriend's wife. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
She's often referred to as the Doomsday Mother. This is SRN News. America remains a nation divided by faith and geography.
A new poll brings the same old results, namely that Christianity is strongest in the South and Midwest and weakest everywhere else. The Pew survey finds 68% of people in the South say they're believers, as do 64% of those in the Midwest. In the Northeast, only 58% of the populace calls itself Christian, 55% in the far West. The latter two regions also contain the largest percentages of people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man is arrested for entering a woman's restroom at the Florida State Capitol in Tallahassee. The man, who is posing as a woman, announced, "I am here to break the law," before entering the restroom and being handcuffed by police. The man, who actually lives in Illinois, has been charged with trespassing after a warning, a misdemeanor, punishable by up to 60 days in jail. This is SRN News. U.S. families sue Palestinian-American businessman Bashar Masri. The latest from Felice Friedson.
Families of Americans murdered by Hamas terrorists in the October 7th massacre have filed an action in federal court on Monday. The suit alleges the use of some of the Palestinian Authority showcase infrastructure projects as covers for the development of the massive subterranean maze of terror tunnels that are key to the Palestinian attack on southern Israeli communities. Named in the suit is billionaire Palestinian businessman Bashar al-Masri, whose planned city of Rawabi dazzled urban planners worldwide. Masri's name recently surfaced due to his reported advisory role to former hostage negotiator Adam Boehler on securing the release of hostages held in Gaza. Masri denies the allegations. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at MediaLine.org and SRN News.